it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to find out more tomorrow about the individual who has been arrested for the murder of Charlie Kirk. Press conference, and well, you know, a court hearing tomorrow in Utah, so we'll find out more. And there's been a lot of reaction to this. Donald Trump is the most powerful person in his administration, and considering his involvement in almost everything in his administration, I mean, he's basically his own press secretary. He's in charge of his PR. He gets involved with more mundane issues that other presidents would, you know, let their secretaries, department heads deal with. Not Trump. He's used to running a family business that was worth billions, and he seemingly views it this way. And how has the president reacted since the murder of a friend? And I get he's emotional. Although I did note that, was it 2 days after, when he's on the White House lawn and someone asked him, how are you holding up since you lost a friend? He said, I'm okay. And then he goes right away to their building the ballroom. I guess that would be a definitive answer. We all grieve differently. Okay. So Trump's the most powerful. I will contend Stephen Miller is the second most powerful person in that White House. Way more than J.D. Vance. Now, you might say Rubio because he's National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. But the guy who is the voice of MAGA that Trump uses all the time is Stephen Miller. This is part of what Stephen Miller said in the days after a horrifying event, an unacceptable event, a murder of someone who was exercising his freedom of speech. That is totally and completely unacceptable. Let's be clear about that. Here's what Stephen Miller said.
And let me tell you something I'd not share with anybody, but the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven was he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence. That was the last message that he sent me before that assassin stole him from all of us. And we are going to do that under President Trump's leadership. I don't care how. It could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge, conspiracy against the United States, insurrection. But we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop. And my message is, to all of the domestic terrorists in this country spreading this evil hate, you want us to live in fear? We will not live in fear, but you will live in exile. Because the power of law enforcement under President Trump's leadership will be used to find you, will be used to take away your money, take away your power, and if you've broken the law, to take away your freedom, Sean.
Okay, and I get the emotion again, right? This is someone he knew well. At the end, he says, all domestic terrorists. Good. But earlier, what is the message, Dave? The radical left. The radical left
groups fomenting violence.
Right. What has President Trump said? Multiple times. Radical left. Radical left. Completely has dismissed the concept of the radical right. And again, it's someone he knew. Major said it with this the other day. There are top people who believe that Donald Trump doesn't win in 24 without Charlie Kirk. For a 31-year-old to lose his life this soon is grotesque. leaves a wife and two young kids. But to act like we don't have domestic terrorists on both sides is insulting. It is. And again, the president chose to not mention the attack of Melissa and Mark Hortman. He had a list of only Democrats, Belter did. We have other instances of individuals who are evil, mentally ill, who also have targeted individuals on the left. We clearly have individuals who have targeted people on the right, including the president. Not one, but two assassination attempts. But I'm going to read from our friend Tom Friedman in a letter in his column, which is, "Dear Mr. President." And part of that, he said, "Surprise us." And called out a scenario where he called Barack and Michelle Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, George and Laura Bush, the Democratic and Republican leaders of the Senate and House, and all nine Supreme Court justices, said, "Come to the White House and let the country see us standing against political violence and vowing that we will model civil discord and disagreement in our speeches and online, and we will call out the opposite when we see it among our supporters as well as our rivals." He has no interest in that, and he's incapable of it so far. And I will contend, I don't know how far back we can go where every other president would have done that but Donald Trump. But every opportunity, including the murder of a 31-year-old, who, by the way, a number of his comments I found abhorrent, including death penalty for Joe Biden, including calling the individual who broke in to Paul and Nancy Pelosi's house and beat him with a hammer, called him a patriot, saying a 10-year-old who has been raped should carry that baby to full term and have it. But I would never, ever, ever, for those comments, say, well, he should be banned forever. There's a line, Dave. There is that rare line we can reach with free speech where it's inciting violence, where we then step in. Just because you massively disagree, that's not a point to say he shouldn't be allowed to speak. His comments on race often I found either racist or borderline racist. But because I disagree with him, would I ever even think a thought of he should be harmed? Never, ever. This is horrifying what took place. But could the president just once put aside the opportunity to excite his base? And this idea of Hitler, you've heard me over and over again, I would never, ever compare Donald Trump to Hitler. Ever. Push back on that all the time. By the way, I can give you two people did compare him to Hitler. Let's see, one's name is RFK Jr. and one's name is J.D. Vance. I think it's awful to compare him. But this doesn't shock me, and it's not slowing down that it's only about the left. And I have zero interest politically with the far left or far right. But if we don't think we have white supremacists and the rise of awful comments on the right, they're out there everywhere. Donald Trump using the word fascist over and over and over again. So anybody celebrating Charlie Kirk's death, I condemn that. 31-year-old man, gone. Wife, now widow, two kids. barely a memory of their dad, exchanging in ideas. But we're allowed to raise some comments that Kirk offered and say you disagree. But right now we're not. You get shouted down. You're a hater. That's the opposite of what Charlie Kirk was talking about. Exchange ideas. And I would hope this would bother even supporters of the president to say, no, wait a second. This should be more than an opportunity to galvanize your base. But that's what it is. And instead of acknowledging that we have the fomenting of anger and fear and violence on the extremes, which is rising daily, Dave. But he doesn't want to do it, and he just seems completely incapable of it. And now Stephen Miller is threatening the power of the government to only look at one side. Think about that.
Yeah, I thought about it. It's the kind of talk that, you know, blaming one particular side for all political violence is the kind of talk that you have on social media after each one of these things. Look at that, someone else from the left. Look at that, someone else from the right. You get it on social media. You get it from punditry. You get it from wherever. You're not supposed to get it from the White House. You're not supposed to get it from the leader of the country. Every former president you mentioned, whether it be Obama, Bush, Clinton, go back. I can't imagine this type of talk coming out of their White House. No matter who had been assassinated, whether it be on their side or the other side of the aisle. Zero chance. But we got it the night it happened.
Yeah.
And it's only getting hotter.
You want to react, you can. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Aquarius. And I want to talk about a furnace. And I just told you 10 minutes ago, it's going to be 89 tomorrow. So I don't think you're going to turn your furnace up. I don't think you're going to, unless you want a sauna, Dave. Maybe somebody just wants a sauna.
A sauna?
Yeah, no. Get out of here with the sauna.
A sauna.
Go to Finland, okay, with the sauna. But in a couple months, the furnace is going to be a factor at your condo, your cabin, your home. Dave has seven of them, so he's got to keep this all in play. How about my friends with Aquarius, AquariusHomeServices.com? Right now, if you go to that site, $29 for a furnace tune-up. Get it done now. Take advantage of this unbelievable offer. So late October, November, when you turn that baby on, working great. Yes, of course, they have the Kinetico drinking water system. Of course, they have the water softener. Of course, they can help you with their utility room, more than just the air-conditioned furnace. And of course, they've been around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. And yes, I've been a customer since 1993. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people are mad about my opinion, others agreeing, and some, the way they're talking, the perspective is rather interesting, because Charlie Kirk was well more to the right than I am to the left, and it's not even close. By the way, this is the show where the first Democratic member of Congress said Joe Biden shouldn't run. For years, I said Joe Biden isn't capable of the presidency. I have no interest in the far left. I have voted Republican numerous times. I just think Donald Trump was wholly unqualified. And guess what? You get to disagree. That was the point of Kirk and his opinions. You can't say you're the problem. But then did you think Charlie Kirk was the problem when he gave his opinion in different ways? No, because you agreed with him.
He's on our side.
If you want to just disagree with me, get it 100%. But when you're saying you shouldn't say these things, well, so again, Only those who precisely agree with your opinion should be allowed to speak up.
That's where we're at. I shouldn't be surprised.
My gosh. Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling again for the splitting of the country. And again, saying America's not the answer. God is the answer. Marjorie, if you want to be as religious as you want, go to it. I would never try to stop you. We're not a theocracy, though. We base our government on our Constitution and the laws of the land. And how would we split up our country? Because, I mean, so what would we do in this state? We just would have the metro area and then the rest of the state. So we just would have an interaction of all over the place, like California. Plenty liberal, but Orange County, Sacramento, plenty of areas Republican. How do we divide the country? What failure is that if that's one of the solutions? We should just divide the country. Just giving up.
Yeah, I think you just round up all the lefties, put them over there, righties over there. It's fine. It's good. Everyone will be happy.
We're just going to force people to go.
We'll build a wall. It'll be great. Paint it black. No one can climb it.
Somebody comparing Trump to Hitler. Not me. Not even close, in my opinion.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.